Most poets sooner or later end up writing some poems about the writing of poetry. They tend generally not to be very interesting, and I think mine are no exception in that regard. But I have three here that I've written over the years that I like, and I'm going to read them. First one's quite an old one. It's called "The Poet Comes Out at Night." He waits in a thicket like moonlight seeping down along twig tip, leaf vein, and bark. Suddenly, the razor edge of his voice leans cold and gentle against my throat, prodding. I follow each flick of the blade, all a dazzle with moonlight, and do not know what to say. I empty my wallet in his hands, empty my pockets in his hands, empty my hands. He leaves behind nothing but moonlight in a thicket, all that he wanted to say. This one's called "Sleight of Hand." Let me explain to you that this is not in any manner mysterious, what I am about to do, I mean, right before your eyes. But you must pay close attention. Here is a round bowl into which I pour 1 liter of distilled water. It is just enough for one of us to survive for one night in the desert. In a few moments, I will allow you to decide in which direction you wish me to turn. On the one hand, I will simply climb the stairs, take off my clothes, and go to sleep. You will find yourself alone here, staring contentedly at one goldfish in a round bowl as it puckers its mouth over and over, breathing. On the other hand, I will stride directly at you, passing right through everything that stands between us. You will hear nothing but the monotonous sound of my voice warning you over and over that you have gone too far now ever to get back, that to do so you would have to cross both your desert and mine with nothing but 1 liter of distilled water in a round bowl in which we are both now swimming, unable even to breathe. This poem is called "Outlines for a Letter Home." I think it's the oldest poem that I keep in my active file. There is not much here to hold, thin stem leaning into a wind that will not stop beginning to resemble nothing else you can imagine. Dash of shadow penciled on the snow, lengthening in the light. I live between these lines, next to nothing, all that you can hold. You call from the porch, "Paul, Paul," and I want to answer. There was never much to hold, blue-lipped and shivering in the lake while everyone else sunk in a sweat from the heat. Out of a cornfield, wheezing to catch breath, eyes swollen red and rubbed raw, leaning sullen against a tree, waiting for stars to fall down and scorch the bare earth blank. You keep those photographs in a drawer to prove that it always mattered. There was not much here to hold when wind stood up out of October, stripped trees clean with one sweep, when snow swept down over and over, month after month, made threats and made them stick. And they stood there year after year and took it. Maple, beech, sycamore, ash, quick sketches made to last. All night I heard you memorizing their quiet desire to survive. There is never much to hold. You call from the porch, Paul, Paul. And I want to say right the only things that matter. I am lean and quick as for Scythia in February. I promise something. Lean into the wind and promise. You live between these lines, next to nothing, all that I can hold, near enough to hear you through this wilderness, this wind. I have one more poem to read to close down this series, but also the whole process of putting together this website. This is a lighter and a happier poem. Not a very good one, but it says what I want to say about how much fun it's been to write all these poems. It's called Social Dancing. I am learning how to dance because I have no one to dance with. So, dressed to the teeth, I cup my hand against the supple small of no one's back, stride off to any music, effervescent, expert, elegant as velvet on my feet. I am learning how to dream because I have no one to sleep with. So, undressed to the teeth, I lie down with a whisper next to no one, trace my fingers along each cheek, touch behind each knee, then I let my quick, wet lips do all my talking. I am learning how to write because I have no one to read to. So, some nights, you should see me. Nothing but skin and bones in underwear and socks, reciting my finest lines to the bare walls until they whisper and applaud. And when I have put enough work in my words to last us till morning, there is a dance goes on in that room that they do not teach in any class.